John Constable was a landscape painter from England. He noted, "There is nothing ugly. I never saw an ugly thing in my life. For let the form of an object be what it may. Light, shade, and perspective will always make it beautiful." Today on Growing Hope, we're talking about how we are attractive when we choose to live out our unique form instead of trying to conform to the limits of others.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your determined and devoted dream igniter, daring you to live out your unique and purposeful design. And today, that takes the form of being attractive. We're talking about how to look, be, and do your best, especially the look part of doing your best or being your best. And I always think about when I was 14 years old. Now, you have to kind of get an idea. I was raised by a very girly girl, very frou-frou girl. She was all about the homecoming court and cheerleader, and she was definitely a Southern belle. Don't go outside without your lips on, so you had to make sure you were wearing your lipstick. And I was full-blown tomboy, probably pretty much from the womb. My dad likes to tell a story about when I was about 2 years old, and my mom finally got to the place financially where she was able to indulge her girly girl that I was the only girl. So in her mind, I was her girly girl. And she had my dad purchase a canopy bed, and she was so excited about this pink frilly canopy bed. And I came in while my dad was putting it together, and I got so excited. Of course, I thought it was monkey bars. So I thought my dad was building me monkey bars in the bedroom, and I would not sleep in the bed when he told me that I could not swing on the bars. So for the next 2 years, I had a canopy bed in my bedroom, and I slept under it. But my mom had an image of what it meant to be attractive. And so she was always putting me in that box of hers and what she thought it was supposed to be. And I just never did fit. I was more about being outside, wrestling with the boys, playing football, riding horses, mucking stalls. You know, at 12, I had a lawn care business. And I tried for years to fit into what she saw as attractive. And of course, what the world around me saw as attractive, because the magazines tell us what we're supposed to wear and what we're supposed to do. And I went up to the local hangout. I was 14 years old, and I was wearing some of my blue jeans, which were designed to be able to put on over boots because I rode horses. And the great and powerful they called me over to their group, and one of the guys declared, "You're fat and your pants are ugly." And that began my spiral into conforming to what attractive meant to others. And I confess I still struggle with that, because it is so impressed upon us. The world says this is how you have to do it. The people around us say this is how you have to do it. And we get tricked into believing that, yeah, this is how I have to do it. Social media has definitely not helped. It's great for interacting and being social when you can't get out and about, but it definitely pushes you into those boxes. What we have to choose to do is choose to be the best us instead of the best they. And it takes adjustment. It takes understanding our own uniquenesses, and it definitely takes being willing to accept that it's not going to be like they say it's going to be. It's not going to be like they look. It's going to be unique to us, and we have to dare to see the beauty and the attractiveness that is in the unique us instead of expecting that only when we conform to the rules and regulations they have defined. We're going to learn to be the best us instead of the best they. You can only be beautiful when you are being you. Growing Hope is going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to dig in a little more to understand the better us and how to be the better us in the journey. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Corps. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin McLeod and Competech.com. This license has been made common by permission.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, the Attractive You edition, where we're learning how to be uniquely attractive in our own skin, in our own way, and in our own purpose, because we all are attractive. We all are beautiful. We all are designed on purpose and for a purpose, and therefore we are all worthy. The struggle is not in being worthy. The struggle is in understanding that it is a unique place, a unique purpose. I was reading in the Proverbs about the ant and how the proverb says the ant isn't a strong people, which kind of contradicts the truth because ants are extremely strong when you look at comparatively speaking. For the ant size, the ant can and carry so much weight. It's amazing. When you compare it to a bear, an ant's not a very strong creature. So when the ant is doing what the ant is supposed to be doing, it is powerful in its doing. But the proverb goes on to say that even though it's not a strong people, it's still the ants still store up for during the summer. The ants know their place. The ants know their purpose. And the ants do what they're supposed to be doing. The ants don't sit around worrying because they're not a bear. The ants do ant stuff. And what's really amazing is that ants, even though they can be the thorn in a gardener's side, especially if it's fire ants, and we don't need to go there today because I really don't want to talk about that. But let's just say fire ants and I don't get along and leave it at that. But the truth is that ants are a powerful force in nature, and they do so much. If the ants were gone, we would definitely notice that they were missing. But when the ants are here, we don't recognize that they are doing something important. We don't understand how they are attractive. And too often, that's how we also wander through our lives. We don't understand how our unique design is purposeful in its design. As we grow to understand our better selves, our best you, so to speak, the best you that you can be, then we are positioned to live out not only in a way that's beneficial for us, but in a way that's beneficial for the people that we encounter. So the first thing we have to do is to understand when we're trying to be attractive, we have to understand our shape, our unique design in that area. If you look at an apple tree and the apples fall from the apple tree, all apples have a similar shape, but they're not all exactly the same. They all have a uniqueness to them. If you compare an apple from tree A to tree B, now there's even going to be more drastic of a difference. But despite the fact that the apples have a little bit of difference to them, they are still beneficial in what they're doing. Now, turn this to you. You may be a person, but that doesn't mean you're going to be the same exact shape as every other person. You aren't even going to be the same exact shape as the people in your immediate family, much less the people in your immediate community. So despite the measurements that the world has said is correct, your measurements are unique. And you have to understand your unique measurements, and you get to that place by knowing, learning, and listening to your body. My son and I have been on this journey together to learn what it is our bodies want and don't want. And he went for a couple of weeks without any sugar at all, any artificial sugar. I mean, any sugar outside of some foods, and even fruits he was avoiding because he wanted to avoid the sugar. And he said he drank milk and milk was so sweet. But then his body began requesting he had a craving for other things. Let's put it that way. And so he began to, you know, a little here, a little there, but still he can't do as much sweet because he broke his body of that his mind of that need for the sugar. My body will crave salt at certain times, and my body will want a sweet, but it's not like I have to eat a Twinkie. I can eat a chocolate almond and I'll be just as happy. I've practiced over the years learning and listening to my body. And when we learn to listen to our body will tell us what it needs. It is a fine, well-tuned machine. It knows. So learn to understand your shape and listen to your body. The next thing you need to do is accept your unique style, because you are unique. I loved my mom. I loved all that she stood for, but I was never going to have her taste in clothing or her taste in style. We were just very different. I wanted to be able to get up and go and not have to worry about it. She was going to get up, put on her makeup, fix her hair, put on her pantyhose, paint her nails, put on her makeup. We had very different styles. And I have become very comfortable in my style. I am even comfortable enough to go on camera without having to put on a lot of makeup. Or really any makeup. Although I confess I put on my lips because I am from the South and you have to put on your lips. But I've gotten comfortable in my style, and that's allowed me so much more freedom. When you are comfortable and easy in your style, then you aren't pushed to keep up with the Joneses. You also have to determine the amount of rest you need. In order to be attractive, you need to be rested. And we all have different amounts of rest that we need. And you can't, put your needs on somebody else's life. My husband is at least 8 hours a night kind of need. I can go 4 hours. It's just one of those things. My dad's the same way. My oldest son's the same way. My middle son definitely takes after his dad. But we had to each find what our body needed. And if you get the amount of rest that your body needs, then you will be much more joyful in the journey. If you try to impose on your body too much rest or too little rest, the same result will happen. You will be uncomfortable and unhappy in the journey. The next thing you need to want to address is your own unique nutritional wants and guidelines. If you want to be a vegetarian, great. If you want to be a meat lover, great. Sometimes in different seasons, you'll want these different things. But don't let the trends dictate what your body needs. The more you understand the biological necessities, what it takes to digest food, what it takes to fight off sickness, the more you understand those needs, the easier it is to determine what the difference between a want in order for the body to be full and a mind want, a body want versus a mind want. All the different options out there are okay. And as long as they work for you, that's good. But it has to be your uniqueness. Your nutritional path is not going to be my nutritional path. Even if we're walking similar paths, it's not going to be exactly the same because our bodies aren't the same. So understand, in order to be attractive, what the biological needs are for your body. And remember, different seasons are going to require different needs. And finally, you have to determine your level of activity and activities. I used to love to run, but I can't anymore. Not right now. I've tried. There is more excess weight on my body than my joints and everything is ready to handle. I can run, but it's very short distances, and it frustrates me more to try to run than it does to do something else. So you determine what is right for you, and don't look at Facebook to determine that for you. Everybody can move, but it has to be their movement. We define what works for us, or we try to do what other people say. And when we try to do what other people say, that's when we get to a place where we feel unattractive. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, but when we come back, we'll kind of sum up all of this idea of being uniquely attractive as you. Growing Hope will be back after these messages. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to challenge you to be your unique self and to be beautiful. Because when we are our best selves, that's when we're attractive. We feel unattractive and we struggle to be what we're supposed to be when we try to conform to others. You are uniquely designed to be you. You are uniquely crafted to look like you. We are not supposed to come in a cookie cutter format. Each and every one of us is unique. Even twins have uniquenesses. The world has said, this is beautiful, this is attractive, this is good looking. But the truth is, like John Constable said, everything is attractive when you choose to see it as it's designed to be seen, when you choose to look at it in its unique way. When we choose to see ourselves as our unique selves, then we can become more comfortable and bold in our journey because we become more comfortable and bold in who we are designed to be. We are no longer trying to fit into the box that they have provided. We're standing on the box and declaring, hey, this is me. This is what I'm designed to be. This is who I am supposed to be. And that's a good thing. Because when we are standing on the box declaring, this is me, we give the person next to us the boldness to stand up on their box and say, hey, and this is me too. We are each supposed to be unique. When we try to fit into the box, we will not be happy. And we will never be able to fit into a box designed for someone else. You can't walk someone else's path. You can't live someone else's dream. You can't live someone else's design. And the more you try to live in someone else's design, the more frustrated you become. When we recognize that, like the ant, we have a design we're supposed to live out, we become able to walk it out despite the storms that swirl around us. The ants don't worry about the storms. The ants don't even worry about the winter. I have yet to see an ant out there going, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. The ants do what the ants are supposed to do. And when we do what we're supposed to do, we find that same contentment. And we find that same courage to live the best life for us. Being the best you, being attractive, is about living out your unique life. And when you do, you can't help but be attractive. Because other people are going to see the glow that comes not from the outer person, but from the inside out. And that inside out glowing is really what creates the attractiveness. Not only will other people see it, but you will see it and you will feel it. And it will make a difference in everything, in every aspect of your life. There is more to you than what other people have told you. So begin peeling back those layers. Begin pulling back the stuff that people have put on you and uncover that unique design. Learn your body. Learn your needs. Learn your focus. And then be bold in it. Step out. Step strong. And what you'll find is not only do you start to dance, but you learn to fly. Thank you so much for joining me today on this attractive edition of Growing Hope. I know that you are designed on purpose and for a purpose. And I am here to encourage you on this journey, to dare you to take your steps, and even to work with you to have the accountability you need to do all you're designed to do. You can connect with me at katherinelang.com, or you can check out the Whiteboard of World Domination Challenge and begin to step into your possibility by visiting whiteboardofworlddomination.com. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. And the more you understand your unique design, the bolder you will be walking out that purpose. You can. You can live your big dream goals and you can be all that you are designed to be. It's up to you, though. Will you? Until next time, remember, be blessed, and in all you're doing, be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.